This is regional news coverage from the KBI newsroom. I'm Lucas Hudson.
Two new Columbia Council members have been sworn into office. Council members Carl Scala and Ian Thomas officially took office at a special city council meeting yesterday. KBIA's Jen Cooper has more.
About 30 people gathered yesterday for the Columbia City Council swearing-in ceremony, including eager new officials and heavy-hearted former council members passing the baton. Columbia's new 4th Ward council member Ian Thomas says he's ready to get to work immediately, and Providence Road congestion is at the top of his to-do list.
I do want to bring a more research and analytical approach to public policy making.
3rd Ward council member Carl Scala says one of his goals is to change the model on residential and commercial development fees.
I want to make sure that we don't just assess the same kind of fee for development for a regular house that we do for a convenience store.
Former 4th Ward Councilmember Daryl Dudley says he's leaving the city council with a heavy heart. He says he wished he could have spent another 3 years on the council. Former 3rd Ward Councilmember Gary Cuspel says he wishes he could have stayed on the council to finish some of the things he started. But he says he will continue working on a neighborhood watch program. Jen Cooper, KBIA News.
Missouri Treasurer Clint Zweifel is ruling out a run for governor in 2016. Zweifel, a Democrat, is prohibited by term limits from seeking a third term as treasurer. He had been mentioned, along with Democratic Attorney General Chris Koster, as a potential successor to Democratic Governor Jay Nixon. But Zweifel campaign manager Mike Pridmore said yesterday that Zweifel will not run for governor in 2016. He cited Zweifel's desire to spend time with his teenage daughters as the primary reason to forego a gubernatorial campaign. Pridmore said Zweifel also wanted to avoid a potentially divisive party primary. Nearly a month of hearings wrapped up yesterday into a Missouri Senate bill that would revise the state's criminal code. But as Marshall Griffin tells us, it might already be too late to get the bill to the governor's desk this year.
The bill is over 1,000 pages long. It would create new classes of felonies and misdemeanors, give judges more flexibility in handing down sentences, and modernize the language used in the code. Republican Bob Dixon of Springfield chairs the Senate Judiciary Committee. He says Senate members may need more than 6 weeks to decide whether to pass the bill.
It depends on what response we get from members. Something of this magnitude, I'm very hesitant to rush.
The sponsor, Democrat Jolie Justice of Kansas City, says the issue has gotten lots of attention over the past year, but adds that she's willing to wait another year if that's what it takes to get the state's criminal code updated. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin, St. Louis Public Radio.
Sunday marked the start of Yom HaShoah, or Holocaust Day, which commemorates the Jews who died as a result of Nazi actions. As KBIA's Evan Townsend tells us, University of Missouri students are remembering the victims with their own week of events.
University of Missouri's Jewish Campus Center, Mizzou Hillel, marked the beginning of its annual Holocaust Remembrance Week Sunday with a documentary at Ragtag. President of the Jewish student organization, Kelsey Kupfer, explains this week isn't just about what happened 70 years ago.
It's a week of learning about the Holocaust and learning how we can prevent something like it from happening again in the future, and also learning about genocides that have happened more recently than the Holocaust and how we can put an end to those.
On the horizon for the week are a play hosted by the Unitarian Universalist Church, an art display housed in Ellis Library, and a talk by Holocaust survivor Ronald Levi. The events were spearheaded by Paige Zohuri of the Jewish Student Organization.
I hope that people can be aware of, like, kind of what they're saying, what they're doing, in hopes that in the future there's no more prosecution for other people for their religion.
For a full calendar of events for the Holocaust Remembrance Week, visit KBIA.org. Evan Townsend, KBIA News.
The grandson of India's late independence leader, Mohandas Gandhi, will be in Colombia this week to discuss his own work in international relations. Rajmohan Gandhi is scheduled to speak at 10:30 Friday morning in Memorial Union on the University of Missouri campus. Gandhi is a professor of history and political science at the University of Illinois and a biographer whose subjects include his grandfather. He's also a former member of India's parliament and remains active in the global humanitarian group Initiatives of Change. He will be interviewed during Friday's free public event by University of Missouri journalism professor Charles Davis. The Columbia Board of Education is debating a major change for one of its elementary schools. Lee Elementary is hoping to follow the example of Ridgeway Elementary and become an autonomous school operating within the Columbia Public School District.
Lee parent Candace Stahl is excited for the changes to come.
Well, it'll give us more opportunities to tweak things that maybe other schools aren't. Because we have our expressive arts school, we're able to put in special programs or little events.
The change would allow Lee Elementary to break away from the structure of the public school system as a whole and make decisions on an individual basis. Lee's principal, Karen Berger, says she is confident that the change would better serve Lee's mission as an expressive arts school.
With the scheduling, have a flexibility with that so that if we wanted to have students stay at school and work in an area of interest, whether it's dance or whether it's an instrument that is no longer in the elementary schools, we could have that and give teachers time to collaborate on how to integrate the arts.
The process of becoming an autonomous school has been 2 years in the making for Lee Elementary. Berger is hopeful that if the board approves the plan in May, the school may start getting together the governance board and start the implementation process. The City of Columbia made its first payment to American Airlines as part of its revenue guarantee with the airline. The payment of more than $22,000 compensates American Airlines for unfilled seats on its Columbia Regional Airport flights in February. John Blattle is the city's finance director in charge of approving payments from the fund. He says unfilled seats may have been from the heavy snow in February, although he says the fund does not pay for canceled flights. Blattle says the unfilled seats might also have been because the service is new.
It takes just a little bit of time to get the public accustomed to having the flights and booking the flights and flying to those destinations out of Columbia.
Spokesperson for Columbia Regional Airport, Steve Sapp, says bookings for American Airlines are improving.
On some flights in July, for example, to Chicago O'Hare, there are only two seats left available. So that means that their pre-booking numbers are doing very well, too.
The two-year fund has $3 million to disperse to the airline if needed. The fund is financed from a mix of public and private sources. Nursing mothers could be excused from jury duty under legislation given initial approval by the Missouri Senate. A bill endorsed yesterday would expand protections in Missouri law that already allow mothers to discreetly breastfeed in public places. The bill adds expressing breast milk to the list of protected activities and prohibits cities from enacting local ordinances restricting breastfeeding mothers. For KBIA News, I'm Lucas Hudson.